The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Warning, you're about to enter the arena and join the battle to save America with your host, Sean Parnell.
What is up, battle crew? It is a great day to be an American. It is Tuesday, and from sea to shining sea and everybody in between, welcome, Patriots. Let's jump right into the arena. Get your helmet. It might be a little bit of a bumpy ride because America seems to be falling apart at the seams. And I don't mean to laugh about that, but in moments like this, we can either laugh or cry. I prefer laughter. So we got a huge show tonight. We are going to talk about being on the right side of history. The left loves to talk about that. We're going to also get right into the catastrophic bridge collapse in Baltimore, Biden's comments about the tragedy and what his first instinct was. It probably won't surprise you. We're going to talk about where the hell is Mayor Pete Buttigieg? All the Democrats have are hoaxes. We're going to talk a little bit very quickly about the raid on Diddy's house. I feel stupid even saying the word Diddy. I think his name is Sean Diddy Combs or whatever. Pocahontas has a new ultra millionaire tax out, but it's not what it seems. And we have so much more to talk about beyond just that. Okay, let's get right into action here. I started the show off talking about the right side of history, because the left likes to talk about this all the time, which is interesting because the left so often throughout our history tends to be on the wrong side in almost all things. Now remember, the Democrats voted against the Civil Rights Act. The Democrats are the party of the KKK. The Democrats are the root cause for almost all of the issues that we face in our country today. Yes, the Republicans suck too. But by and large, the Democrats are tearing this country apart. And I ask myself quite often, because again, I've told you before that I think about where I stand on the issues and I evaluate my stances fairly often. And we're inundated. It's almost impossible to tell what's true and what's not. I mean, there's so much noise out there, right? I mean, what's right and what's wrong? I mean, sometimes the media is so effective, along with these Democrats, not just the Democrats, but mostly Democrats. They gaslight you about everything. So if you're a sane person, you find yourself asking sometimes, well, hey, am I totally missing something here? Do I just have blinders on? Am I looking at this issue from every possible angle there is? Is there something to what these media psychos are saying? And 99.9% of the time, yeah, they're just crazy psychos, right? And I thought as I was preparing for the show today, something that gave me pause and got me thinking a little bit, and that was some of the time that I spent in Poland. And my kids, by the way, were very surprised that I had been to Poland. And in fact, I had actually forgotten that I'd even gone. I don't know why. Sometimes we have these memories that just slip from our mind or our consciousness. And I don't know. But somebody was talking about Poland the other day. And I said, oh, wait, I've been there. Outlaw Platoon came out. There's a poll. It's out in 10 countries, but it came out in Poland. And I was lucky enough. My friend Chris Kyle had gone there the week before me, and I was slated to go there the next week in Poland to launch my book, the Polish version of the book. And I of course get there, and Poland is an amazing country. And I get there, and the people there, especially the older generation of people there, they just love Americans because they remember what we did for them in the aftermath. Well, actually during World War II and in the aftermath, we liberated them, we saved them, and they remember it. The younger generation, it can be, you know, hit or miss, but the older folks in Poland love you as Americans. And of course, when I had launched the book, you know, Poland is the size of, you know, like, you know, and essentially the size of one of our bigger American states. So there's one media channel, there's one Today Show, there's one news network. It's like, you know, it's not like we would understand it here in America, where there's 50 different news channels and 500 different cable options. It's not like that at all. And you know, it's interesting. As you walk down one of the main streets in Poland, you've got the Polish posters of Outlaw Platoon lining the streets. I mean, when was the last time in an American city where you saw a book poster on a city street? It was just crazy and surreal. Felt like a dream almost. But the people were so grateful. They gave me a tour everywhere. And I got to tour what's called the Polish Uprising Museum. And it's unbelievable. It just is unbelievable, the artifacts that they have there that showcase the history of the Polish uprising against Nazi occupation at the height of World War II. And the Polish resistance fighters were some of the most tenacious SOBs in the world. I mean, this museum it shows their fighting position, their weaponries, big walls and murals painted with their tactics and where their bases were and how they ambushed the Nazis. And it was one of those things where everybody in their country, it didn't matter if they were more, you know, conservative or more liberal, people banded together, whether you were a welder or a college professor, a doctor or an auto mechanic. If you were a part of the Polish resistance, that is what came first. Fighting for their country, a sense of nationalism and pride. And my first instinct was, well, gosh, like, if I lived during those times, how would I react? What would I do? Really unprecedented times, right? Because, of course, we all do that, right? And so I thought, well, you know, if you know me, I would be in that Polish resistance. No doubt about it. No one's coming into my country and pushing me around, pushing my family around. You can bet I'm going to fight. That's just how I'm wired. I've always been like this. In fact, and I told my dad what I wanted to do when I joined the military. I wanted to be in the infantry and jump out of airplanes and go to Ranger school and go to combat. He's like, why? Why do you want to do that? I don't know. It's just how I'm wired. I'm still like that. And so, of course, if I found myself in the moment in World War II, surrounded by Nazis, country overtaken and occupied, yes, I would have fought. But much to my surprise, in talking to some of the younger kids, college kids in Poland, they absolutely despised the uprising. They despised it. They hate it. They wish that Poland had, there was no uprising. And to hear me tell you that, it might surprise you. Well, how could anybody be opposed to fighting Nazis? That seems ridiculous. But they had said that while the uprising was successful in many ways, they lost tens of thousands of Poles, of patriots who love their country. Two generations of teachers, mathematicians, you know, highly skilled workers, and they left the youth in that country with almost sort of no intellectual savings account, so to speak. The legacy of their elders, which is typically passed down from one generation to the next, was completely erased, because when the Nazis caught you, and that happened quite often in the Polish uprising, they executed you publicly in the streets. So they lost lawyers, teachers, scholars, historians, academics, doctors, dentists. They had to start over. And so that's why I started thinking, you know, am I thinking about things in the right way? And would I have been on the right side of history? And when you look at what's happening in this country now and how we're so divided, Democrat versus Republican, and so many of the Democrats just seem like they're beyond reach. And you see the full might and power of the full weight of the federal government being directed at President Trump and Hollywood against him, almost all Fortune 500 companies against him, you know, almost all international organizations against him. Of course, our enemies are against him, and that should tell you something. I can't help but think that, not just think, but know that I am on the right side of history. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because the left would have you believe, and there are still millions of Americans who believe this too, but the left would have you believe that we are abhorrent for wanting to support this man, that we are evil for wanting to support this man. This man is like Hitler. This man is like Mussolini. This man is a dictator. He's an authoritarian. He's evil. But the truth is that is a lie. We are on the right side of history. That much I know. And something deeply personal happened to me. You know, I don't want to overstate it to say deeply personal, but something that has to do with my family happened in Western Pennsylvania with regard to U.S. Steel and Weirton West Steel Plant, which is in West Virginia, but just across the Pennsylvania border. People worked at Weirton West, thousands of them used to be from Pennsylvania. I mean, those West Virginia, Pennsylvania, everybody worked at Weirton West. And adding to the stage here, and for our friends on iHeart, what I'm showing you is the last photo lineup of Cleveland Cliffs Weirton Steel Plant that employed 10,000 workers from Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio at one time. And Selena Zito, who of course is a great reporter here on all things politics, but she's also from Pennsylvania, she said it's heartbreaking the collateral damage this has on communities. And she's right. And here, if you look at the picture, of course you can see, and I'll describe it for folks who are listening, it's just a picture of a lineup, lined paper, and it says Weirton Steel, written in Sharpie, last lineup, 115 years. We couldn't survive 4 years of Joe Biden. So, folks, my great-grandfather worked at Weirton West and associated, of course, with U.S. Steel. My grandmother worked there. My great-aunt worked there. I remember going to visit my Aunt Ruby as a kid. And you could see the steel plant right across from her house. And of course, when we started, Democrats and Republicans started outsourcing all of these jobs, the community that my aunt lived in shuttered up, the tax revenue dried up, lost all these jobs, property values plummeted, politicians sold us down the river. On the right side of history, you bet your ass I'm on the right side of history. Because I back these people. I believe in
putting America first. We aren't just an economy here in this country. For far too long, we've been obsessed. I say we, I mean our politicians, obsessed with making money and growing the economy, often at the expense of Americans who live here. And I'm tired of it. And to see a Hallmark like Weirton West closed down because politicians screwed them over upsets me. Because my family came to this country with nothing. My great-grandfather couldn't even speak English. Spent his entire life working in that steel facility. Only to have politicians stab him and his legacy in the back. And every one of my family members that worked in the steel facility since then. It sickens me. You know, America has no real leadership right now. At a time when crises seem to be popping up all over the country, it seems that we are a derelict ship in deep space. There's nobody in the White House. Biden is lost. His cabinet members are MIA. And they think about West Virginia. Well, who gives a damn? They don't vote for us anyway. Those people are expendable to them. But that's not what leadership is. And folks, this is what worries me so much. Because in times of great crisis, and I believe America is in a crisis, the likes of which many in this country don't even realize yet. We are a poor country. Doesn't feel like a poor country, but we are a poor country, and nobody seems to recognize it, and our politicians continue to sell us down the river. In times of great crisis, leadership is absolutely necessary. And of course, you saw what happened in Baltimore today at the Francis Scott Key Bridge. I woke up this morning to the video of a cargo ship, a container ship, crashing into one of the pillars of one of the largest bridges in the country. And I watched that bridge collapse. I play the video for you, but we've got thousands of listeners on iHeart as well, and it won't play well for them. But in this video, you can go on X and see it. It's being shared a million times over. But you see this cargo ship coming out of nowhere at night, happened at 1:30 in the morning. You can see very clearly that the ship loses power. You see smoke billowing from the back, gains power again, and then loses power, and then veers sharply towards this pillar. It impacts the pillar, and the bridge collapses. Last I heard, there were still between 10 and 20 people still missing. There were construction vehicles on the bridge. There were cars driving on it when it collapsed. It's horrific and terrible. And the reality is there's lots of rumors out there swirling about what happened, and I don't know what happened. That's the truth. I mean, somehow our government ruled out terrorism already, despite knowing that the terrorist attack in Russia within an hour of the attack was ISIS. So how does that work? The truth is, I don't know. It's very, very, could it have been a cyber attack? Yes. Could it have? Sure. It could have been. Is it likely? No. I mean, it's very likely a mechanical failure, operational failure, some sort of tragic accident. I don't know. But until I see proof otherwise, I'm not going to say one way or the other. But I did see a headline from our friends at the Post Millennial. The headline is, heroic construction workers stopped traffic before bridge collapse, and six of them are still missing. As of early Tuesday afternoon, six construction workers remained unaccounted for in the aftermath of the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge that occurred in the early hours of the morning. Governor Wes Moore revealed that construction workers on the bridge stopped traffic moments before the collapse. In the press conference, Moore stated the workers on the bridge halted traffic right before impact. Those six workers on the bridge, or some of the workers on the bridge, are still missing. They saved lives in a very, very heroic way, he added, referring to the construction workers. Folks, in crises, in moments like this, there are always, and I mean always, unlikely heroes who step up to try to save others. That is what leadership is. That is not what we have in Washington, D.C. That is not what we have in the White House. And of course, when you think about the fallout and the potential loss of lives, obviously that's a horrible tragedy, and we're praying for them. We're praying that we find everybody. But that's not the end of this. This is one of the Baltimore is one of the largest ports in the world. I think that this is going to end up causing, regardless of the cause, what could be a very serious supply chain crisis. Certainly life in Baltimore has been fundamentally changed for some time. You know, that bridge connects Baltimore to their port. I mean, there's an Amazon facility right there on that on the other side of that bridge. Looks like the entire bridge is going to have to be replaced. Now every ship that would usually port there is going to have to go to surrounding ports, which will then in turn create a backup, and that backup could create a supply chain crisis in this country again.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Circling back podcast here. Hey, Dylan, been looking for a nicotine pouch that goes hard and lasts long.
Then let's talk about Lucy, Dave, the Lucy Breaker.
Oh, yeah.
The Lucy Breaker is 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free. It comes in 4 or 8 milligrams. It's got a flavor capsule inside. You bite down on it. It is so good and gets you dialed in.
Tell me about these flavors.
All right, we got mango. We got mint. My favorite is actually apple ice.
Ooh. Okay. Could I interest you in some espresso?
I'll try the espresso. Sure. I haven't had that one yet.
I like that.
If you want to try Lucy, go to lucy.co/trylucy and use promo code TRYLUCY to get 20% off your first order. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every customer is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
So, folks, I say all of this to say this worries me because it doesn't seem like we have any leadership that's engaged at all. Listen to what Biden said earlier this morning in the wake of this horrible crash. Listen.
At about 1:30, container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times commuting from the state of Delaware in our trainer by car.
Folks. You can't take the train on Francis Scott Key Bridge. So Biden's first instinct is to lie. I mean, first of all, he just looks like an animated corpse. The guy can barely keep his eyes open. You should take this bridge by train or by car. Like, it doesn't even look like he's there. His first instinct is to lie about this horrible disaster. And listen to how Pete Buttigieg feels about bridges.
If an underpass was constructed such that a bus carrying mostly black and Puerto Rican kids to a beach, or that would have been, in New York, was designed too low for it to pass by, that obviously reflects racism that went into those design choices. I don't think we have anything to lose by confronting that simple reality, and I think we have everything to gain by acknowledging it and then dealing with it, which is why the Reconnecting Communities, that $1 billion, is something we want to get to work right away.
Oh, I'm very, very glad that Pete Buttigieg could take some time off from chest feeding to tell us that bridges are, in fact, racist. Now, that's an old video, but how in God's name are we where we are right now in this country? And if you have the sense that I'm fired up, it's because I am fired up. We have in this country, under Pete Buttigieg, the worst transportation secretary in the history of the country ever. We have airplane doors falling off mid-flight, tires falling off airplanes on takeoff, cargo ships crashing into major bridges, trains wrecking with deadly chemicals on board. By every empirical measure, Mayor Pete has totally failed. How this dude still has a job is beyond me. You wouldn't have a job with all of these cataclysmic failures being laid at your feet. I wouldn't have a job. We'd be held accountable. But when the White House is bereft of leadership and wholly focused on equity, it's not about skill or merit or anything like that. It's about checking the right blocks. And chest feeding Pete Buttigieg checks the right blocks. And the country is paying the price. And in the midst of all of this, these radical Democrats, they continue to just push hoaxes. That is all they have. I mean, look and listen. I want you to like just pay attention. And if you're watching with us here on Rumble, look at Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden. And we talked about Joe Biden lying already about this horrific bridge tragedy. But just listen to this hoax, a new hoax.
So all Americans, not just seniors, pay $35 a month, have a $2,000 cap for prescription drugs. I want to make those $800 ACA savings permanent. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is about to pass and serving himself. This is the guy who doesn't care about science and reason. Remember, during the pandemic, Donald Trump told us to inject ourselves with bleach. He said there's nothing to worry about if you do that.
Oh, he did.
Now Trump keeps telling us he's going to terminate the ACA.
Trump said, inject yourself with bleach. There's nothing to worry about if you do that, except for... That is a complete and total disgusting lie. But these are the types of quote unquote leaders that we have in this country. And we wonder why things seem to be falling apart. At least I don't. I know that you probably don't. But it makes sense, right? You can see pretty clearly why we're in the situation that we're in, and it's inexcusable. Let's talk very quickly about the feds raiding Sean P. Diddy's home. Doesn't sound good. I don't even know where to go with it, but just listen to this.
Jones lived and traveled with Diddy for 13 months. The complaint states, Mr. Jones was sexually harassed and assaulted by Mr. Combs. It also states Mr. Combs required Mr. Jones to solicit sex workers. The complaint goes on to claim Diddy has hidden cameras in every room of his homes, and that there are recordings of celebrities, music label executives, politicians, and athletes in compromising positions.
The number of celebrities who come up in this lawsuit, who according to this plaintiff were involved in or have information about some of this really salacious and allegedly criminal conduct on the part of Sean Combs.
The lawsuit refers to Diddy's chief of staff as Ghislaine Maxwell, who was found guilty of recruiting underage girls for Jeffrey Epstein.
Seen these cases before with high-powered, affluent individuals. But again, at this point, these are allegations, and perhaps we will see this matter move from civil to criminal.
Earlier this year, Diddy's former longtime romantic partner, Cassie Ventura, accused him of rape, sex trafficking, and physical abuse. After Diddy settled that case, other women filed similar lawsuits. Diddy posted his "Enough is Enough" statement on Instagram.
So listen, people are going down. It feels like Sean P. Diddy Combs was sex trafficking, or at least he's accused of that. He's got videos of A-list celebrities and powerful politicians. Even Prince Harry is named in the lawsuit. This feels like another Epstein situation. Stay tuned on that, because this whole situation is just so bizarre. Look, it's in the news. I got to tell you about it. I'd be remiss if I didn't, because that's what this show is all about. But I get the sense that some very, very, very powerful people are going down because of this. And let's just hope and pray that whoever these people are, if true, they're held accountable for their actions, and that Sean P. Diddy Combs, you know, doesn't get Epstein before it happens. I hate to say that, but it's the world that we live in, right? Okay. Let's transition to Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren. She's got this new ultra millionaire tax, and she says in a post on X, it's time for millionaires and billionaires to start paying their fair share. Well, I guess it's an election year, so she's got to go after billionaires and gazillionaires and millionaires and do this class warfare stuff that the Democrats do so well. But anytime I see a video with Elizabeth Warren, I think of that cringe video where she's in her kitchen and running for president back in 2020, and she's like drinking a beer and like trying to engage with people like as an actual human, and her husband comes in, and instead of saying, "Oh, hey, hon, how's it going? I love you," she's like, "Oh, hey, honey, would you like a beer? Thanks so much for being here." I'm like, "Oh my God, it's his kitchen. You don't have to thank your husband for being in the kitchen." But these people. She's like, "Hello, fellow humans. I would like to relate with you." These are the people that we're sending to Washington? Even as a Democrat, you've got to be like, this is a little cringe, right? Well, Elizabeth Warren is out with this ultra millionaire tax, not just for regular millionaires, but for ultra millionaires. And it's not what it seems. But if you listen to Elizabeth Warren, aka Pocahontas, you would think it sounds quite reasonable. It's not, and I'll tell you why in a second. Just listen.
It says Elon Musk, Michael Bloomberg. What's the thing they all have in common? They all pay a lower tax rate than a Boston public school teacher. That's not right. And it's why President Biden is taking on the billionaires. And it's why, just this week, I reintroduced my ultra millionaires tax. If someone starts a business and makes it big, good for them. My bill says that if you make it big, I mean really big, I mean really more than big, $50 million, then pitch in 2 cents on every dollar over 50 million.
Mm-hmm.
And why? Mm-hmm. So everyone else can have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Mm-hmm. It's simple. After all, these billionaires made their fortunes on roads we all paid to maintain.
Oh, you didn't build
and with
that.
Workers we all paid to educate. Mm-hmm. And what can we get when millionaires and billionaires finally pay a fair share? Universal childcare and pre-K, tuition-free technical school and public college. And we can make the kind of investments in our communities that will give everyone a fighting chance.
Wow. Wow. Thank you, everyone. A fighting chance. Thank you, Pocahontas. Really, thank you for that. Here are the facts, because I feel like I owe you that. But if you confiscated 100% of all ultra-millionaires' money, and billionaires, you could fund the government for just a couple of months before you run out of money. So this is all a completely fake narrative used to divide us amongst each other, and it's basically rich versus poor strategy. Communists do it all the time. And she has to throw in there, well, they got rich off of roads that we paid for. Basically, it harkens back to Obama. You didn't build that. And I want you to think very carefully about something. What she's talking about, what this is, first of all, isn't it interesting that, you know, Elizabeth Warren makes $194,000 a year, thereabouts, and is worth millions herself, and this ultra-millionaire tax exempts her, just regular normie millionaire, and people like Bernie Sanders, who are just regular millionaires, they're exempt. Isn't that how it always works? But this, what this is this is a tax, or part of this is a tax on what's called unrealized gains. And that is what she's talking about is the confiscation of wealth, which is basically in our world called stealing. So if a stock is not sold, no one gains anything. It can go down next year. It's just potential money. It's not until you sell. And if you once you sell, of course, you get a 1099 and you get paid tax on that. But if your stock goes up and you don't sell, there's no one's making any money. If a stock goes down and you don't sell, no one's losing any money. It's only when you sell. But a tax on unrealized gains, it's like in real estate, let me put it this way. In real estate, the same idiots who said Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million can declare that your home is worth $10 million. Say your home is only worth $1 million. They turn around and say it's worth $10 million. And oh, by the way, now you got to pay taxes on $9 million of unrealized gains. That's called theft. And the last thing that I want is to empower government to do something like this, because clearly this confiscation of wealth, it's not a tax, it's a confiscation of wealth, will be weaponized against we the people. It will crush the middle class. It just will. And I talked to you yesterday about the government stifling innovation. These taxes, this ultra-millionaire tax, crushes innovators and business owners. Think about the millions of jobs, and I do mean millions, the millions of jobs that Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk created. Think about that. I mean, Amazon alone is responsible for 1.5 million jobs. It's unbelievable. All of those people pay income tax. So these men, the idea that they somehow pay a lower income tax rate than a teacher, which is a talking point of the left, is patently false. And Elizabeth Warren was fact-checked, which is amazing, on Twitter, which is now X, on this very topic. They actually pay more taxes than everybody else, but the left just lies about it. But these leftist commie attacks, they do this, folks, because at their core, these leftists are communists. They've never built anything in their life. They wouldn't know how to build something if they had a blueprint right in front of them. They are clueless. They are do-nothing losers. People like Elizabeth Warren, they only tear things down. They destroy the beautiful things that much better people built. And a great example of that happened on Bill Maher over the weekend when these two whack job liberals were talking about Trump. Oh, Trump's not skillful. He's just lucky. Listen.
No, he actually just got this guy is the luckiest guy in the world, but Trump Social, Trump Social, it's Trump Social, but True Social just got permission to go public.
Right.
And so it's his stake, because it's a meme stock, a little like GameStop, is worth $3.5 billion right now, and it could go higher if people bid it up.
He definitely made a deal with the devil at some
something.
Point.
Something.
Because he always lucks out on everything.
Yeah.
He has the best enemies. Look at Michael Avenatti. Look at Fani Willis now in Georgia. The
right.
best enemies.
Right.
Just, it helps him so much.
And Merrick Garland fucked it all up. He's dithered for, now we're probably not even going to see any of the trials. He just always lucks his way into everything.
Trump is lucky. Trump made a deal with the devil. These people can't comprehend that Trump worked his tail off. I know this man on, like, I feel like 5 days before the 2020 election, that guy did, I think, 4 or 5 different Trump rallies. The one that I spoke at in Western Pennsylvania in Butler had 60,000 people there. He was flying all over the country doing 5 rallies a day. The man doesn't drink. He doesn't do drugs. All he does is live and breathe his businesses. And these leftists can't even give him the credit for creating a social media company after these very same leftists censored him. Which is the great irony of all of this, is that if these earmuffs, ass clowns, didn't censor Donald Trump, his net worth wouldn't have gone up by $5 billion today if they didn't censor him in the first place. So they censored him. They caused all this. Trump just said, you know what? I'm going to go build my own social media company. It takes off. Stock goes public. He doesn't have it on the New York Stock Exchange. Why? Because New York screwed him over and he refuses to do business with them anymore because he's smart, puts it on the NASDAQ, and the stock is skyrocketing in wealth. So not only did his value go up by $3 billion, he's went up to $5 billion. He's one of the 500 most richest people in the world. But these leftists can't comprehend that level of skill and dedication and grit and determination, what it takes to actually build something in this country. No, they'd rather sit on television and destroy what much better people built. These people are just communists. That's it. So I saw this piece, this video piece, sound of something that I thought broke down this ultra millionaire tax whatever from Elizabeth Warren. It's disingenuous as hell. It's complicated, but this breaks it down in a very accessible way. Listen.
The Ultra Millionaire Tax Act, which she had previously introduced in 2021, it would impose a wealth tax, so a tax on unrealized gains or net assets of 2% on households with a net worth of between $50 million and $1 billion, and 3% on households worth over $1 billion. If anyone was thinking, well, people could just leave the country and renounce their U.S. citizenship, it would impose a 40% exit tax on people with a net worth of over $50 million who would seek to renounce their...
40% exit tax is crazy, but it's not as crazy to me, actually. They're all crazy to me, but that's not as crazy to me as the wealth tax. So your property, your stocks is where it really comes in. Your equity share in a company is how it affects tech. So this is not liquid wealth. This is random shit that's tied up, and it's kind of conceptual to a certain extent. Nothing's ever worth anything until someone's willing to buy it from you. So you're going to start a media company, let's say, and someone wants to give you $2 million to start it. They're going to value your company at $10 million. It's worth nothing practically. Like, it's actually not worth shit. You don't even have a company. But someone just giving you $2 million, they're valuing your company at $10 million. And now your net worth, if you own 80% of it, is $8 million. This happens all the time in tech. This is how you raise money. This is how the technology industry has operated for the last 50 plus years. It would alter not only this for founders, but you have all sorts of people who take equity on the worker side, on the employee side, who would be affected by this. And it's sort of like so disastrous, the wealth thing, an actual wealth tax where you have to sell things in order to pay money to the government, that it feels like it's on purpose. It actually does. She's not a stupid person. And I would say that for me, this is evil.
I mean, Paul Graham, I think, has a very good illustration of just how confiscatory this tax is. Because it compounds, this tax compounds over time, the tax would take 65% of their assets, basically, their stock in their company. It would basically de-incentivize people to start successful companies in the US, and the ultimate consequences of that all across our economy, I think, are going to be disastrous.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Very, very quickly about Elizabeth Warren's tax. Please know that do not call it a tax. That is not what it is. It is a brazen confiscation of your wealth, and it's on unrealized gains. So this will affect every aspect of your life, and it will ultimately crush the middle class. Okay, let's pivot to what's going on with Rona McDaniel. I did not expect to talk about this today. It's not something that I wanted to talk about today. It seemed like it was somewhat of yesterday's news, but the meltdown just continues. And I'm kind of amazed that these liberals, I told you yesterday, they just can't tolerate any sort of dissent at all. And so Nicole Wallace, and the great irony of Nicole Wallace is that she used to be a Republican. She was a Republican staffer working for George W. Bush. So I talked to you a little bit yesterday about Ronna McDaniel's comments, Ronna Romney McDaniel's comments, and how she talked about January 6ers should remain in prison, even though they're being politically persecuted. And that's diametrically opposed to what the base of our party wants. And it really isn't consistent with our values as Republicans. We should be talking about people who are politically persecuted, and January 6 prisoners most certainly are. But what's interesting about this is that Nicole Wallace is the same kind of Republican as Ronna McDaniel, yet she seems like she is just so fired up that Ronna McDaniel is still working at NBC, at least for now. Listen to this insanity.
In this instance, NBC News, either wittingly or unwittingly, is teaching election deniers that what they can do stretches well beyond appearing on our air in interviews to peddle lies about the sanctity and integrity of our elections, which Ronna McDaniels did yesterday on Meet the Press.
Can you say, as you sit here today, did Joe Biden win the election fair and square?
He won. He's the legitimate
president.
Did he win
fair and square?
Fair and square, he won. It's certified. It's done. But I
Ronna,
do think, Kristen,
let me just say something. To say that, why has it taken you until now to be able to say
I'm going
to
push back a little, because I do think it's fair to say there were problems in 2020. And to say that does not mean he's not the legitimate
Ronna,
president.
When you
there were no problems. But what... what we've also said to election deniers is not just they can do that on our airwaves, but that they can do that as one of us, as badge carrying.
Oh, election deniers. Oh, my gosh. Never mind the fact that Democrats have protested every single election that they've lost for the last 60 years. Never mind that NBC was courting Jen Psaki, circle back Psaki, while she was the White House press secretary. They hired George Stephanopoulos out of the Clinton administration with no journalistic experience to be a host on ABC. This is absolutely ridiculous. Listen to Rachel Maddow, again, going insane about hiring somebody who's basically not even a real Republican. Listen to this insanity.
It's my understanding that MSNBC's leadership did not object to Ronna McDaniel being hired by NBC News when the matter first arose. But when the hiring was announced, and MSNBC staff essentially unanimously and instantly expressed outrage, our leadership at MSNBC heard us, understood, and adjusted course. We were told this weekend in clear terms, Ronna McDaniel will not be on our air. Ronna McDaniel will not be on MSNBC. And I say that and give you that level of detail because there has been an effort since by other parts of the company to muddy that up in the press and make it seem like that's not.
Yeah, okay, shut up, Rachel Maddow. So, of course, these people have been griping and complaining, and it's ridiculous. So NBC News plans to, I think they dropped Ronna McDaniel already. So they basically, executives at NBC gave in to this bad behavior. I mean, but listen to the people like Chucky Todd weigh in. This issue isn't about ideology. It's about basic truth. Those trying to make this a left-right issue are being intentionally dishonest. This is about people keeping our credibility and to lend their credibility to someone who intentionally tried to ruin ours. Chucky Todd ran with the Russia collusion hoax for years. He's an unbelievable propagandist. How about Dan Rather, who is one of the biggest liars in 20th century media? NBC News plans to drop former RNC chairman Ronna McDaniel as a paid contributor per Puck News. This is a good decision. Okay, Dan Rather. And listen. Rachel Maddow is up there all high and mighty talking about Ronna McDaniel being an election denier. But this is not me defending Ronna McDaniel. She's barely one of us. In fact, she stabbed us in the back. But listen to Rachel Maddow and her spread insane conspiracy theories. This is from our friend Maze Moore on X. Listen.
The bottom line of this dossier, the bottom line allegation, the point of it is that the Trump campaign didn't just benefit from Russia interfering in our presidential campaign. The point of this is they colluded. They helped. They were in on it. This is kind of a real story. The connections between the Trump servers and the Alpha Bank servers were real. They were covert communications that someone was trying to hide, that the Trump Organization and Alpha Bank appear to have been trying to hide. Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. Cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. We and other news organizations have generally stopped giving an unfiltered live platform to remarks by.
So you get the gist. Rachel Maddow is a ridiculous conspiracy theorist. So those of you all who are still with us, and you are the best audience in the world because most of you are, thank you for being patient. Okay, I gotta talk about this because Chicago. Okay, talking specifically about election integrity and the disaster that is mail-in ballots. It's been a disaster since 2020. But Chicago apparently misplaced 9,000, that's right, 9,000 mail-in ballots left in a Dropbox somewhere that just popped up right after Election Day. Isn't that interesting how all that works? Watch this. Listen.
The race for state attorney getting tighter. Eileen O'Neill Burke now leads Clayton Harris by less than 5,000 votes.
This isn't a very immediate process, but it is a thorough process that's happening right now.
The Chicago Board of Elections overseeing the city ballot count today admitting to a counting and communications error, announcing it's adding some 10,000 vote-by-mail ballots to the unofficial total. They arrived before Election Day, but were not included until now. The director of public information apologizing, saying he missed them. I traded speed for accuracy in reporting out numbers this week as quickly as I could. I truly regret this error on my part and for the confusion that it has caused the voters of Chicago. Meantime, the race remains too close to call.
Well, there you have it, folks. 9,000 ballots just popped up. Isn't that interesting? If in heavily Democrat areas, and I am speaking directly to Republicans who I know watch and listen to this show. If they can magically find boxes of ballots they need at any time after the election, even weeks later, this great experiment that is our country, America, is over as we know it. I mean, we've been told that we're conspiracy theorists for simply wanting ID, yet here is Chicago talking about misplacing 9,000 mail-in ballots. I mean, that's kind of what happens when you have unsupervised drop boxes littered all around your city. It's a disaster of epic proportions. Okay. Last thing we're going to talk about today, folks, and that is Trump. New news out of one of the Trump fake, bogus banana court, banana republic trials. And that is, a judge has issued a gag order barring Donald Trump from commenting on witnesses and others in his hush money case. All this comes, of course, as Trump's net worth surges to now over almost close to $7 billion. Again, it's interesting that the more they persecute Trump, the more that they go after this man, the more it helps him and the more his poll numbers continue to grow. So that's it, folks. I'm very grateful for those of you all that stuck with me, and most of you did. Got an amazing show planned for you tomorrow. I am working diligently at lining up the great Ed Henry. He's on deck for tomorrow. He's got an amazing, amazing personal story about President Trump that you just gotta hear. And I think it's going to give you extraordinary insight into this man's character and his way of thinking. Just stay tuned for that, because you all are going to love it. Ed Henry tomorrow. And of course, I'm trying to work with Savage Rich Barris for maybe Thursday or Friday. So we have an amazing week on deck. And yes, I'm going to look into getting a generator as fast as humanly possible, because this kind of stuff just can't happen anymore. But anyways, folks, I'm so grateful. Thank you all for being with me, especially during the tough times. I will see you tomorrow night. Let's pray that there are no massive power outages again like we had during the show today. But even if there is, we will drive on, because that is what we do in the Battle Crew. As always, folks, thank you all for watching. I will see you tomorrow night. God bless you all, and God bless this amazing country that we call home. Good night.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.